This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 23, and today's devotion is titled, Enjoy Your Children. Enjoy your children. Our scripture memory for today comes from Psalm chapter 127, verses 3 and 4. It says, Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. You know, of all the things I've ever done with my life, being a mom has been the most rewarding part of my life. You know, when my son was born, over 20 years ago now, I couldn't wait for each new phase. Couldn't wait for him to roll over, start crawling, start walking. I read all the parenting books so I knew what to expect in the weeks to come. And I was so excited as each new phase passed. It was a lot of fun watching him grow up, and it should be. But it wasn't until my second child was born, my little girl, and I looked at my son, who now seemed so big compared to this tiny little baby, and I realized how much he had grown in those few short years. I was determined to hold on to each moment, not be so anxious for each new phase to pass. I wanted to spend more time enjoying those phases, those milestones that my children would reach, instead of being so anxious for the next one to come. I wasn't as anxious for my little girl to begin crawling and walking and growing up. And as each of my children came, five altogether, I felt the pangs of motherhood, knowing that the years were passing far too quickly. In fact, quite often I pause, very often late at night or early in the morning, and I just think about how quick it's passing by and how I wish I could hang on to each moment. And it makes me realize how important it is to not take the time we have together for granted. It's so easy to get busy with everyday activities and all those things we have to get done each day. It's so easy to get caught up in life and forget what really matters. So I want to encourage you today to take a step back and ask yourself, am I really enjoying my child? Now, I'm not talking about just laughing together or admiring something your child did. I'm talking about truly enjoying your children. How often do you get down on the floor and play together? How often do you sit down and snuggle and read a good book out loud? How often do you ask your child to come and help you with a task instead of shooing them away, telling them you're busy? And how often do you stop what you're doing and just look in their eyes and really pay attention when they ask you a question or show you their latest discovery? I have to confess, I'm not always paying attention. And much too often, I catch myself hurrying through life because I have just so much to do. If you've been reading A Virtuous Woman for any length of time, you've probably noticed a pattern over the years. I'm constantly stepping back and reevaluating my life and asking myself, am I at where I want to be? What do I need to work on? What things do I need to change? And I do that more than just at the beginning of the year. I like to do it every few weeks, reevaluate where things are at in my home and family, my personal life, and my spiritual life. It's important to really focus on the time you have with your children, because childhood is fleeting. It passes by so fast. And if you're a new mom with little babies, you may not realize it at first, but the years go by so quickly. And then your children are grown up and leaving home and starting their own lives. I want to share with you 10 ways that I enjoy having fun with my kids. I have 4 girls still at home, and these are things that we like to do together. A lot of these things would be just as fun with boys. Number 1, read books out loud together. I like to read my girls a bedtime story in the evening. Now that they're a little older, we often have chapter books that we're reading at bedtime. Right now we're reading one of the American Girl books together. During school time, I like to read good books. Right now we're reading Island of the Blue Dolphins by Scott Odell. And over the years, we've read a lot of really great books. The girls enjoy that time sitting on the sofa or sitting on the bed where we can just hang out and snuggle and use our imaginations to play out the story. Number 2, play games together. Our family loves to play card games and board games. A lot of laughter happens when you're playing games. A lot of playful competition happens. Kids learn so much by playing games with their parents. They learn how to be a good sportsman. They learn how to have fun and not take themselves so seriously. I want to share, 10 games that we particularly like to play. Although if you saw my game closet, which is this huge closet I have in my house, and it seems like, or feels like, we have just about every game they sell in the store. But some of my personal favorites to play with the kids are these 10. The first one is Settlers of Catan. This game is, my youngest daughter right now is 9, and she just recently started playing it. They actually have a junior edition of the game for 6 to 9-year-olds, I think. But we play the adult edition, and I have to tell you, this is one of the best games, I think. We just really, really enjoy it together, and it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of interaction in that game, and there's so many different ways to play. Each game is different, so it's always creative and fun. The second game we like to play together is called Dutch Blitz. And this is a card game. You can't find it at Walmart. You probably have to go to a special game store. You could find it online. I bought my edition at the Bible Book House. And this is a card game that we usually take with us when we're traveling, so we can sit around and play together when we have nothing to do in the hotel room, or if we're watching some of the kids play in the pool. A couple of my girls will sit down with me and we'll play at the tables in the pool room. And it's just a lot of fun. It's fast-paced, and there's just always a lot of laughter. Second game is kind of a family tradition for us. It's Rook. And this isn't necessarily a game that little kids can play, but if you have older kids and other family members who like to have a friendly competition, Rook is a lot of fun. And there's a couple of different ways you can play with those cards. You can play a traditional Rook. You can play up and down the river. And you can also play hand and foot with the Rook cards, and it's just a lot of fun. The next game is one that we don't play so much anymore, but I loved playing with my girls when they were little, and it's actually a game that I remember my mother playing with me very often. It was one of my favorites when I was little. And that's Candyland. It's very traditional and just a classic board game for little kids. The next one is Phase 10. And we have the Phase 10 card game. I also have the Phase 10 dice game. And the dice game I always have with me in my purse. I take it with me pretty much everywhere we go in case we have a moment when we have absolutely nothing to do or when we're traveling. That and the Dutch Blitz is just a lot of fun. They're easy to transport and just really, really classic games that are a lot of fun for me and the girls. And I actually probably enjoy the dice game more than the card game, but they're both a lot of fun. They're also fun for groups. The card game, Phase 10 card game, is a lot of fun for groups to do. The next game we like to play is Apples to Apples. And we have a couple of editions, actually three different editions of Apples to Apples. We have the regular edition, we have the junior edition, and we have the Bible edition. And they're all a lot of fun. Well, always a lot of laughing during that game, too. The next game I like to play is Risk. And that one's, you know, maybe for older kids. Even adults like to play that game. There's a lot of strategy involved, and it's just a lot of fun. The next game on my list is Clue. And that's another game that I loved to play when I was a little girl. And I like to play with my girls as well when they were younger. It's just a lot of fun. The next game, number 9 on my list, is Masterpiece. That's a game that we played with our kids when they were younger. Not little kids, but maybe 7, 8, 9 years old. And of course, adults like to play that game too. It's just a lot of fun to play. And the last one is another classic game for little kids, and that Chutes and Ladders. All of my kids enjoyed that game when they were little and growing up, and it just is one other way that you can connect with your children. Games are so much fun, and I really want to encourage you in this day and age when everybody has their own handheld devices, their iPads and their iPods and their laptops, and everybody in the house often, for a lot of families, tends to be doing their own thing by themselves. They don't interact together, and families are so disconnected these days. Maybe yours isn't, and I hope it's not, but a lot of families these days are disconnected from one another. And playing games together is just a great way to interact and to just have fun together and really enjoy the most important part of your life, and that's your family. And my third suggestion for having fun with your kids is hiking. There is so much to be said about a good hike. Not only does it provide fresh air and good exercise, but it gives you a chance to talk and to explore nature together, to look for things. You can go, when you're hiking, you can look for birds and other critters that are hiding in the woods. Hiking is just a really great way to spend time together as a family. I just can't say enough about it. And my girls, all of them, love to hike. There's nothing to suggest that girls can't enjoy the outdoors just as much as boys. And hiking is just a really great way to spend your time together. Number 4 is go camping or backpacking. And this is one of my favorite activities ever. I love to camp with my kids. I love to go backpacking with my girls. We do several campouts a year, and just recently, last October, we went on our first backpacking trip, and I have to say that that was an all-girls backpacking trip. You may have read about it on A Virtuous Woman. We went, it was a 4-day campout and our backpacking trip, and we traveled 24 miles in the mountains. It was very strenuous. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was one of the most exhilarating things I've ever done. and there was just girls. So there's nothing, like I said, there's nothing to suggest that, girls can't enjoy the outdoors just as much as boys. You should see my girls. They're excellent at building a fire. They know how to use a pocket knife. They're able to take care of themselves. They know how to pitch a tarp tent. In fact, we slept on a tarp. We didn't sleep in a tent. And we got to listen to the coyotes and other things in the middle of the night. So backpacking and camping is just a really great way to spend time together. Camping is a little bit more laid back. I always enjoy the campfire and camp food, especially since I like to cook and eat so much. It's always a lot of fun. And kids love roasting marshmallows on the fire or baking bread on a stick over the fire. There's just so many ways to have fun on a camp out. And hiking is one of those ways while you're on a camp out that you can enjoy your time together and learn more about God's creation outside. Number five is ride bikes together. Another great way to get fresh air and exercise and enjoy your time with your children together. Kids love to ride bikes. And if you're really adventurous, you could all get mountain bikes and get off the trail and ride through the woods on your bikes or other great trails that communities have. Number six would be play freeze tag or maybe touch football or any kind of game outside in your yard that's just quick and easy to put together. Doesn't take a lot of time or planning. You just get out there and say, hey, let's play, and go to it. Kids always love when their parents take the time to play with them. Throw ball, play basketball, all those kinds of things are just really great ways to enjoy your kids and have time to laugh and just relax together. Number seven is face painting, and this might be something that girls enjoy more than boys. And I like to do this in the summertime. I went to Walmart and bought a really inexpensive face painting kit. And they do sell in craft stores. You can buy more expensive face painting kits. But there's no reason to spend more than just $2 or $3 on a kit. And you can just have fun. The girls can have fun designing pictures on each other's faces. I like to paint the girls' faces. If you have their friends over, you can paint their friends' faces. It's just a lot of fun. Number eight is go ice skating. And this is something we've recently started doing. We had gone ice skating for a few times over the years, but not on a regular basis. And just recently, my husband went ice skating for the first time in 40 years, and I went. I was there too and went ice skating with my girls. And we've been doing it, we've done it a few times over the last year. We have to drive about 2 hours or so to get to the nearest ice skating rink, but it's definitely worth it. It's good exercise and just a lot of fun. I'm 37 years old now, and I tend to be a little bit more afraid of falling and hurting myself since I hurt my back a few years ago. But once I get the hang of it, I don't have to worry about it so much, and I'm actually doing a lot better now than I did the first time I went ice skating. And it's something new that I decided that I wanted to take up and learn, because you're never too old to learn something new, right? Number nine is make ice cream sundaes. I like to put out a bunch of different toppings, sprinkles, and nuts, different kinds of syrups, even different flavors of ice cream. Get some Ready Whip to spray on top of your ice cream sundae, and of course, the maraschino cherries. And that's one way that you can even reward your kids for when they've been especially helpful around the house. Or if you just want to have fun, you're going to have a movie night, get popcorn and ice cream sundaes. it's just a lot of fun to get to decorate your own ice cream sundae. And number 10 is have a picnic in your yard. We do this an awful lot. Love to have picnics in my yard. We do this just me and the girls sometimes. Since we homeschool, sometimes we'll even, in nice weather, we'll go outside and spread out a blanket and do school outside and eat outside. And then we like to have picnics where all of our family comes over and hangs out in the yard. And sometimes, actually quite often lately, we've been having big fires. We have a fire pit in the front yard, and we will like to get the marshmallows out and just roast marshmallows and have hot dogs and hamburgers, and we pull out all kinds of tables and chairs, and it's just a lot of fun. I even purchased some strands of Chinese lanterns, and I hang those up when we have really when we have family picnics outside where the family comes over and we all hang out together. And that's a way that we're trying to create really great memories that the kids will grow up with and that they'll always have with them. I just want to encourage you today to be creative. Really think about ways that you can spend time enjoying your children while they're still little, while they're still young. Stop what you're doing. Hug your child. It's so important every day to not only hug your child and tell them you love them, but to look in their eyes and listen. Laugh with your children. Play with your children. Be present. As moms, we often multitask and our minds are going a million miles a minute. And so, pay attention. Focus on your children. Ask God to help you make the most of the time you do have. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much again for the gift of motherhood. Help us to enjoy that gift to the fullest. Help us to be the kind of mom that when our children grow up, we are remembered for not how busy we were with the everyday mundane tasks of life, but for the time we spent investing in our children, the time we spent playing and laughing with our children. Lord, thank you so much for loving us, for dying on the cross for us. Help us to serve you in everything that we do. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me next time for our next devotion titled, The Prayers of a Mother.